President Bush and President Vladimir Putin of Russia are meeting in Kennebunkport, Maine today. The summit will be relatively brief. And for NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore, the bar for success has been lowered.
When Winston Churchill during World War II coined the phrase meeting at the summit, it was to denote a lofty encounter of grand leaders making grand decisions. A lot of summits have passed under the bridge since then, not all of them friendly, and one that Nikita Khrushchev stormed out of in Paris in 1960. As to the Bush-Putin summit in Kennebunkport, the staff who labor in the foothills signal that they will be satisfied if Russian-American relations, which have reached some kind of low point, don't get any worse. It was at their first meeting on the Bush Ranch in 2001 that George looked into the soul of Vladimir and liked what he saw. It didn't last. It hardly could have, given the different cultures and, more to the point, the different interests. When the American president recently chided the Russian president for derailing democratic reform, the Russian president fired back by inferentially comparing America to Hitler's Third Reich. When the United States backed a plan for autonomy for Kosovo, once a province of Serbia, Russia, which regards Serbia as its backyard, threatened to veto the United Nations plan. When President Bush projected a missile defense plan, President Putin did not believe that it was aimed only against rogue states and terrorists. And finally, when the United States proposed to locate components of the system in Poland and the Czech Republic, Putin must have flipped his lid about a plan to bring former satellites into a Western defense system on his doorstep. The Bush administration is stressing the invitation to the Bush compound in Maine as a friendly gesture. With good luck, they'll be on their best behavior for 2 days. And as summits go these days, that will be called success. This is Daniel Shore.